Hello?
Hello, my name is Alex for customer service. Returning a call back to this number. Can I speak to the person who requested the call?
That's me, Diana Smith.
How can I help you today?
I have a charge on my account and I'm not quite clear. Now it is associated. Let me just get my stuff together here. Oh, I will not live an option of pity or shame. My life as a Klingon is over. I'm so sorry. Okay, it's associated with Express Garden Makeover. I ordered a Lacrosette, or Lacrosette, I don't know how to pronounce it, I don't speak French, with an order ID number, and it's also associated with that. Now, the $7.95 shipping and handling, yes, they told me about, but the $67.32, I believe it is. Yeah, $67.32. I don't know why I was charged that.
Can I have the zip code to better assist you, please?
Sure. 46342.
46342.
Mm-hmm.
And for first and last name again, please.
Diana Smith.
Okay, one moment.
I have order ID number, if that helps.
No, ma'am, that's fine. Can you verify the email for me, please?
Diana Smith, 928@gmail.com.
Thank you. One moment. My system's been moving slow all day, so I do apologize for
the
wait.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm just glad I got a call back.
Yes, ma'am. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, so I do see where you paid for that Crosette, $574, as well as that Crosette for, I'm sorry, no, it was $795. So the reason you were charged was because you didn't cancel the account. So therefore, you were charged that $67.32. It's stated in the terms and the conditions. If you did not cancel within the trial period, it would be enrolled
Where
into
is
that.
that written? Because I thought I read every small detail.
It's in the terms and conditions, ma'am, when you make the purchase.
Well, this needs to be canceled.
Okay, I can cancel your account. Give me 1 second. And I'll provide you with your cancellation number. One moment, please.
Are they going to refund this?
This is a valid charge, ma'am, so it's normally non-refundable. Because, again, it was in the terms and conditions when you made the purchase. As a courtesy,
Look.
I can do a 35% refund.
Well, that'd be great because I am an older woman that lives on a fixed income, and this was quite a shock. Unfortunately, I had money to cover it.
All right, so give me 1 second. I'm still working on that cancellation number.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. One moment, please.
And thank you for the courtesy.
No problem. Again, I do apologize that my system has been moving so slow.
I'm, you know what, hon? Like I say, I'm just glad I got a call back.
Yes, Mia.
And actually, it couldn't have been better timing.
Perfect. So, 1 second, I have to issue that refund now. I was able to get the account canceled. Once I issue the refund, I'll provide you with that cancellation number.
All right, very good.
All right, ma'am. So that refund will be back in the account in 3 to 5 business days. And your cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie.
All right.
269. I'm sorry, 262.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Okay, got it.
942.
All right.
088.
Okay, I'm just... C as in Charlie, 262-942-088.
Correct.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling. I'm sorry.
And thank you. I was going to say, this has been a wonderful experience. Thank you very much. I mean, I would have loved a full refund, but doing this, it meant a lot to me. I appreciate it.
No problem, and thank you for calling
and
customer
I'll
service.
I'll try to read even closer, honey, because you're right. It was my mistake, so thanks for the heads up. Keep reading, girl.
No problem, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
And you as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.